Hi, I'm Ray Hager with the Reno Gazette-Journal, and welcome to an all-new edition of the Nevada Newsmakers. Today's guest is Courtney Foster of the Gunderson Law Firm. And on our pundit panel, we have Sean Carey, Trey Abney, and Stacey Woodbury. That's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park, the Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers, Pro Group Management, Workers' Comp that works for you, and the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Play the hottest slots in video poker only at the Tamarack Junction.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Your business deserves the absolute best in workers' compensation? You should know that not all workers' comp is equal. With Pro Group Management, your business is all that matters. What do you receive for your premium dollar? Professional risk management team, top-rated claim service, customer care team, website access to your full account? It's all in the numbers. You can upgrade your dollars and make them stretch farther and more efficiently. Call us today. You deserve the best. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
What has the massive Tahoe Reno Industrial Center contributed to Northern Nevada, and just in the past few years? Well, they're home to 130 industrial companies, manufacturing, distribution, clean energy, occupying over 12 million square feet of industrial space, and employing over 6,000 Nevadans. That's incredible. All in less than 5 years. And with over 100,000 acres to go, we're just getting started. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Play the hottest slots in video poker only at the Tamarack Junction.
Nevada Newsmakers is going to Washington the week of September 16th. Sponsored by the Nevada Mining Association. We're mining for Nevada's future. Valley Electric Association. Meet the power company that puts Nevadans first. Learn more at vea.coop. The Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association. The voice of Nevada's auto retail industry. Committed to our communities, driving Nevada's economy, and Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
Back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're pleased to welcome for the first time to the program Courtney G. Forster. She is an attorney with Gunderson Law Firm. Pleasure to have you on the program, ma'am.
Thank you so much for having me today.
So, Your firm approached us to have you on the program to talk about construction defects, and in a conversation between you and I said, well, you know, we've seen this go around so many times of a legislature, and it seems that there's one group on one side and one group on the other side, and nothing ever seems to get done. And you pointed out that you tend to be on both sides of the issue. Explain if you would.
Yeah, absolutely. What you most commonly see in construction defect law are law firms that represent either entirely homeowners or only contractors. You don't see many firms who do both. And we're one of the few firms that I'm aware of who do, in fact, handle both sides of the construction defect dispute. We've represented several homeowners. We've represented several contractors, both general contractors and subcontractors. So I've seen the positive and negative sides of both of the law from both sides of the equation.
Well, one of the things that tends to come up a lot, and especially when it gets to legislative time, is that if the homeowner is represented by an attorney, that if there's a problem with the house, that suddenly everybody who's connected on the other side, on the construction side, gets sued no matter whether they're a part of the problem or not.
Mm-hmm.
And when it gets to the legislature, it's a discussion of, well, we need to have tort reform, there's just too many ways for lawyers to make money. How do you respond to those kind of issues?
You know, that's the exact problem that I was thinking about as well. The way the law is currently structured, as soon as a homeowner is aware of a construction defect, they have to give notice to the contractor. And then the contractor is required to give notice to every subcontractor or material supplier who could have been involved in that problem. You have to do it within 30 days. So the difficulty there is that a contractor will get a notice that's usually fairly vague. You know, it might say roofing issue, it might say plumbing, but you're not really sure what the scope is exactly. And if you don't notify all the subcontractors or material suppliers who are involved in that issue within those 30 days, you can't later go back and name them as a co-defendant or get indemnity from them if it turns out they were involved. So what that leads to is a general contractor is going to notify every subcontractor and every material supplier just in case. So then you have people who are only tangentially involved getting drug into this, and you know, if they really aren't involved, then you can usually shake them out after a few months and once you're really certain that there's no issue at all. But the problem is the way the law is structured, you have to be overbroad in that notice at the very beginning, and that ends up bringing in far more people than is really necessary.
And the cost to those subcontractors is through the roof.
Exactly. And to the general contractor, frankly, but to anyone. A subcontractor, they get that notice, and even if they don't have anything to do with it, they usually need to notify their insurance right away, because insurance says if you're getting sued or if you're getting involved, you have to notify us immediately or you're going to waive coverage. So they have to notify their insurance carrier, and then the insurance rates might go up, but the insurance carrier gets involved. That takes months to get that all sorted out. It's really not helpful to anybody to have that overbroad notice that's required by the law.
Next to defending independent contractors, this is the number one issue for me at the legislature year after year. Even though I represent small business, this touches so many businesses in Nevada. It's not just the home builders.
Right.
It is the insurance carriers. It's the people that buy and sell windows. What are some of the changes you'd like to see to the legislation that could help streamline the process but also still protect the homeowner?
You know, I think the biggest problem is the pre-litigation process. And I know that it came from a very good place because the idea is very good. The pre-litigation process is before you can file a lawsuit as a homeowner, you have to send that notice to the contractors. The contractor then has, I believe it's about 30 days to notify the subcontractors, and then they have a right to come out and inspect the defects and a right to repair it if they want to. The problem is that you have, from the homeowner's side, a contractor they don't trust anymore because they say, well, you're the ones who screwed this up in the first place. So the homeowner doesn't usually want that contractor to come in and repair. From the contractor's perspective, they usually believe that the problem is either a homeowner maintenance issue, which it very often is, in fact, a homeowner maintenance issue. The home's very old, and so this is just what happens as deterioration. It might be a subcontractor's problem, and the subcontractor isn't in business anymore. There are lots of different reasons. Sometimes, frankly, even insurance doesn't want the contractor to come out and make a repair because they say, well, you're just, you know, this person already wants to sue you, so we don't want to cover you doing more repairs or that kind of thing. So that's where the problem comes in with that repair process. The next step before filing a lawsuit is you have to go to a mediation. Again, a very nice idea, but I've never seen a case settle in that pre-litigation mediation, especially because insurance is involved and you have homeowners who say, well, you owe me $500,000. Insurance says, we're not going to pay more than $5,000. And so you can't get anywhere. You still have to go to the mediation. You have to pay a mediator, go through that whole process, but it never gets resolved. It's only after the litigation is filed. You have discovery, which is written requests, production of documents, depositions, that kind of thing, that the insurance will get enough information that they recognize what exposure they do have, and the homeowners get enough information to say, okay, well, we don't, you know, this claim isn't going to be strong enough, or this party isn't the one who's really responsible, and the one who is responsible isn't in business anymore, that kind of thing. So it gives everyone enough information to bring them back to the table to get something resolved.
Okay, let's take a break, and we'll come back with more on this ugly topic of construction defects when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to nevadanewsmakers.com.
Play the hottest slots in video poker only at the Tamarack Junction.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
Very little happens without trucks. In Nevada, professional truck drivers move 94% of all of our freight. Today, we'd like to recognize our master truck drivers, those individuals who have driven more than 1 million miles or 10 years accident-free. These professional truck drivers are among the best of all drivers, dedicated to safety on our roads and highways. We'd like to thank them and all of America's professional truck drivers, because trucking moves America forward.
Play the hottest slots in video poker only at the Tamarack Junction.
Nevada Newsmakers is going to Washington the week of September 16th. Sponsored by the Nevada Mining Association. We're mining for Nevada's future. Valley Electric Association. Meet the power company that puts Nevadans first. Learn more at vea.coop. The Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association. The voice of Nevada's auto retail industry. Committed to our communities, driving Nevada's economy, and Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with attorney Courtney Forster, and we're talking about construction defects.
Which you said is an ugly law, but it's a beautiful woman. I just want to clarify that, you know. But thank you. You just walked us through kind of the process, and it's really the first time I've been working this issue for so many years, and I appreciate now I understand the process. But the trust issue really is an element that you can't litigate that in or out. You can't change that in a dynamic of the legislature. But the issue you talked about, too, is that you can actually file a construction defect up to 10 years after your home has been built. What part of defect in construction does 10 years, I mean, that just makes no sense to me that you can actually have that long to litigate on something that you should notice in the first year of owning your home.
Right, and that 10-year statute of limitation only applies to things that were done intentionally and intentionally concealed. I actually just had a lawsuit that we've just settled that involved that exact situation. It wasn't visible to the homeowners, and it was something that wasn't visible because of the acts of the contractor in that situation. So that 10-year only applies to very specific situations, but it is still an extremely long statute of limitations. My father built homes for a long time. He built custom homes here in Nevada. He stopped building them in the late 1990s and was recently considering getting back into it. And when he learned how much the landscape had changed and how much the law had changed, he thought, why would I do this? Why would I expose myself to something that could create so many liabilities? So that 10-year statute of limitations can be helpful in very limited circumstances, but it also is a huge deterrent to people who are looking into building homes or getting involved in the construction industry.
So the situation down in Las Vegas, which I've written about several times in my column in the Gazette, with Nancy Kwan and the construction defect and the $1 billion roughly that the home builders say the attorneys have made over the past 20 years, that whole scandal, 4 suicides now, 28 indictments, the biggest federal indictment ever in the state of Nevada. If nothing, that should be focusing attention on what we need to change about this law. Why haven't we been able to change this law that people say is probably one of the worst in the country?
You know, I think the problem is you have very entrenched interests on both sides. There are plaintiff's attorneys who can make a huge amount of money in these, and it's extremely unfortunate because usually the people who are victimized by that are the homeowners or the contractors themselves. But if you have the insurance money and you have the plaintiff's attorneys who are willing to take those steps, then you can have that kind of exploitation. I think one of the issues with the law as it's written right now, and I don't have a good solution to this, but is the automatic attorney's fees, which can create very easily much larger amounts that are being demanded in settlement. And to be clear, the American law in general is that a person doesn't get their attorney's fees unless they have a contract or there's a law that says that they get it.
Well, this is the only law in Nevada that allows automatic attorney fees. Is that correct?
No, that's not correct. There are situations where attorney's fees can be granted. This is one of several.
Okay.
Normally, in a normal business lawsuit, it's usually coming out of a contract. The problem with a homeowner is if they aren't the first person buying it from the builder, they might not be able to get those attorney's fees through the contract. The idea is if you have two people entering into a contract, they can decide whether they want to ask for their attorney's fees in their case of a dispute or not. But if the first buyer from the builder didn't really care about that issue or didn't think about that issue, then the second person wouldn't be able to necessarily get their attorney's fees or have that what's called privity of contract. They're not in the same playing field or same contract. So that's a difficulty with the law. The way it's written right now is those automatic attorney's fees can dramatically increase what's the cost to resolving a fairly simple issue. However, if you don't have that automatic attorney's fees, you can leave a lot of homeowners who have very legitimate claims high and dry.
Okay, so in about a minute and a half that we have left here, what are the resolutions that you're proposing that should go before the legislature to solve this, or at least start on the road to solving it?
I think the biggest thing to have the legislature address is to get rid of that pre-litigation process. I think it was a great idea, and in theory it would work well, but it doesn't work well in practice. It drags out litigation from the time that a homeowner discovers a contract or a construction defect to the time they can even file a lawsuit is usually about a year. Then the lawsuit itself takes years. So it drags out the process a very long time. Homeowners rarely want a contractor to come in and fix. The contractor rarely wants to come in and fix it anyway. The mediations that are required aren't ever helpful. So I think that pre-litigation process is just not necessary. The rest of the law, there can be tweaks here and there. I know that there have been proposals to change the definition of a construction defect, make sure the homeowners are really well notified of the implications of filing a construction defect lawsuit. Those things maybe can be small tweaks that would be working, but I think getting rid of the pre-litigation process would really help.
And that's where we have to leave it. Thank you so much for coming on. We really appreciate your input on this, and now we all understand a lot more about the process.
Yeah.
We'll
Thank
be right
you.
Back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Very little happens without trucks. In Nevada, professional truck drivers move 94% of all of our freight. Today, we'd like to recognize our master truck drivers, those individuals who have driven more than 1 million miles or 10 years accident-free. These professional truck drivers are among the best of all drivers, dedicated to safety on our roads and highways. We'd like to thank them and all of America's professional truck drivers, because trucking moves America forward.
At Dolan Auto Group, it's the little things that make a big difference for our customers. We call it the Dolan Difference.
From sales to service, we go the extra mile to make every customer feel like their family.
Add to that our low price promise. We'll beat any deal in Nevada on a new Toyota, Scion, Lexus, Mazda, or Kia.
And there's no wonder locals have been coming back for over 30 years. Experience the Dolan Difference for yourself.
The Dolan Auto Group. Get in
and join the family.
Over the years, Class Act has recognized some amazing kids doing wonderful things in our community. Hi, I'm Shelby Sheehan of News 4. If you know a young person who unselfishly gives to others, send us a brief description of their positive contributions. They could be this month's Class Act Award winner. We go to their school where they receive a plaque and a special honor on News 4.
United Federal Credit Union is a proud sponsor of Class Act.
Along with SSGA You Promise 529 Plan, Reno Aces, and Circus Circus.
Why are people smiling all over the city of Reno? It's because they've discovered Absolute Dental's affordable quality. Absolute Dental will help you and your family get the whiter, straighter, and healthier smiles you've all been looking for. And it doesn't matter if you have insurance or not. We're here to work out a way to make it affordable so you'll never have to put off taking care of your teeth again. Now that's something to smile about. Just go to any Absolute Dental location right now or visit AbsoluteDental.com.
Nevada Newsmakers is going to Washington the week of September 16th. Sponsored by the Nevada Mining Association. We're mining for Nevada's future. Valley Electric Association. Meet the power company that puts Nevadans first. Learn more at vea.coop. The Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association. the voice of Nevada's auto retail industry, committed to our communities, driving Nevada's economy, and Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Hi, welcome back to our pundit panel today. Let me see if I can get this right. First, we have Trey Abney, Director of Government Relations for the Chamber. Welcome to you. Then we have Stacy Woodbury, President of Appearances LLC. And last but not least, Sean Carey, Vice President of Nevada Matters Media. Welcome to you all. First of all, of course, the tragic scene in Washington, D.C. yesterday about the shooting in the Washington Naval Yard. 13 people dead, including the shooter. I have not seen any kind of knee-jerk reaction for any kind of gun control. Sean, why is this? Are we getting too numb to all these shootings? Or
I don't think we're getting too numb to them. I think the first thing that, since this wasn't a traditional terrorist attack, if you will, I think the fact that it's a man that's suffering from PTSD is going to factor heavily into the conversation. And I think that it's a conversation we need to have.
Stacy, we had a bill before the legislature that was vetoed by the governor about these guns, never went anywhere. Do you think it'll come up again?
I think it's probably a little early for that conversation in Nevada because it was just had and it was vetoed, and I think we had a strong showing for gun rights in the state, so I don't know that this is the time.
Is gun rights still...
Oh, I
too,
think so. And
to...
you may not have seen anything, but those of us who were following some of this on Twitter yesterday, there were definitely some feeds, both for more gun legislation and for more mental health legislation. So there was always already the politics entering into this. The gun issue is not dead, and you saw what happened in Colorado with two people kicked out of their state legislature in a recall elections because of their support of gun rights. Now, I don't know if that happens here. Nevada is not Colorado, but that issue is still alive and well. I think you will have people like the presidents and others over time use this example, use what happened yesterday as another example of why they think we need more gun control issues.
Do you think that, Sean, that issues like this, or do you think they erode the people who are against gun legislation, erode their point?
Yes, I think it very much erodes their point, because we have regulations on everything else, and there's no precedent that says that the Second Amendment is only just you can have whatever you want, whenever you want, with no regulations at all. And the narrative that you see from the pro-gun people that, well, we have 9,000 laws, let's enforce the laws we already have, is obviously not working. And so, therefore, things are going to need to be done. The Supreme Court has already said that it's a right that could be regulated, and I think we're going to see more regulations.
Okay, sure. Stacy, any?
I would just say that I think we have a system in place, and I think as we've looked at the reporting that the Review Journal's done on the failures in that system, I think we're better off to look at what we're doing and why we're failing at what we're doing.
Okay, let me change the subject, Trey.
Sure.
It was recently reported by Ed Vogel in the Las Vegas Review Journal. He talked about who will challenge Ross Miller, the Democrat, to be the new Attorney General. Names have popped up, Adam Laxalt and also Greg Brower, State Senator from Reno. What do you say about challenging Ross Miller?
Well,
who seems up-and-comer and maybe a governor
I think
in his future.
Ross Miller will be very hard to beat. I think he's certainly on that path to become governor like his father. This will be very tough for any GOP candidate to do. I know Greg Brower personally. I think he'd be a great candidate. I don't know Mr. Laxalt. He would have that name ID. But again, as we were talking before the cameras were rolling, I'm not sure in a state like this if the Laxalt name, he hasn't been in the Senate since, what, the 1980s?
Mm-hmm.
If that still carries the weight that it did then, it'd be very difficult to beat Ross Miller in this race. He's already got a lot of money and a lot of supporters.
The Laxalt name to me is still very strong in Nevada politics.
Well, I think, though, you have to remember that we have, as Trey was mentioning, a high transiency state or transiency in the state, and you look at all the this how it's affected our schools and students in and students out and dropout rates, and all those people weren't here in the 80s. And unless you're a student of Nevada politics and just enjoy this, like most of us sitting here are crazy enough to be, I don't know that you necessarily know that Governor Laxalt was a governor in the 60s.
Okay, anybody on the horizon that could possibly beat Ross Miller for the Attorney General?
Well, first of all, I think that with the right kind of marketing, I think that the Laxalt name could be resurrected, number one. Number two, if Brower and Laxalt decide to eviscerate themselves in a primary, I think they might as well just pack up and go home, because I think Ross Miller is going to be one of the most difficult candidates to beat in the next election cycle. I think people like Miller, people like Sandoval, I wouldn't even try.
Okay, Trey, one last thing. When do you think Ross Miller will be ready to run for governor everybody says, you know, he's anointed almost.
That's an interesting question. Sandoval, if he serves out a full second term, would be done in 2018, but that would be in the middle of a potential Ross Miller AG term. And if you have let's say Sandoval leaves and runs against Harry Reid and you have a lieutenant governor there, they're already set in place. He's going to have to find that honey hole to fit in there. And you don't want what happened to Brian Krolicki, where he ends up not having anywhere to go now at the end of his lieutenant governor term.
Okay, we got to cut it right there. We'll be back with our final wrap-up of today's Nevada Newsmakers right after this message.
How much do you think individual health insurance costs?
Dr. Andrews?
What if it costs less than you think?
Yes.
Okay. How much do you think the average doctor or ER visit costs? At Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield, we offer a variety of coverage options at surprisingly affordable rates. If you're self-employed, retiring early, or simply can't get health insurance at work, find out about affordable choices from Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield plans are designed to help fit your individual healthcare needs and budget.
Hi, Jack.
So whether you want basic coverage for yourself or more coverage for your family, call us at 1-800-818-0163. Or visit us online at buyanthemnow.com. Affordable coverage from a name you can trust. Call Anthem today. 1-800-818-0163.
Get the best ravioli in town. Make your reservation for lunch or dinner at Scampi right now. Buy one ravioli dish and get the second at half price. The best seafood and pasta selection is at 425 South Virginia. Scampi, Reno's new dining spot.
I'm Bud Flocini, CEO of Sierra Meat and a client of City National Bank. I want someone there who I know will take care of me as well as our company. And City National is doing that for us. My father started in our business back in 1935. We are now about a $100 million a year company. The City National people have come up with ideas that we use in our business. City National is the way up for me and our business.
If you or someone you know needs help with an addiction problem, Solutions DUI and Counseling Center can help. We offer substance abuse counseling and all levels of DUI classes. Call Solutions at 358-1123.
Nevada Newsmakers is going to Washington the week of September 16th. Sponsored by the Nevada Mining Association. We're mining for Nevada's future. Valley Electric Association. Meet the power company that puts Nevadans first. Learn more at vea.coop. The Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association. The voice of Nevada's auto retail industry, committed to our communities, driving Nevada's economy, and Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
Thanks for watching. Tomorrow we begin our shows with our federal delegation from Washington, D.C. Tomorrow's guest will be Congressman Stephen Forster. Thursday we'll have Senate Majority Leader Kevin Reed. It's all coming up this week on Nevada News.